Hello, my name is Dr. Sandra Gabeau. I'm a medical doctor who has been practicing holistic medicine for over 40 years, and it really is very effective for many common and chronic ailments. Today we're talking about acne, which is a very common and distressing problem for people of all ages, and we've got some wonderful advice and tips that can really help and even cure acne. And I'm joined today by naturopath and award-winning author Margaret Jasinska. Hi Margaret.
Hi Dr. Gabeau, great to be with you again, and thanks everyone for listening in.
Yes, we love our audience and we get great feedback from you guys about our podcasts. So it's nice to know that you're getting helped with our pearls of wisdom. And today we're talking about acne. Now, there's really two types of acne. There's acne vulgaris, which often comes on when you are a teenager, so during adolescence. And it is partly hormonal in origin. It's partly genetic. There's often a family history of acne vulgaris. And it's also aggravated by stress and poor diet. Then there's another type of acne called acne rosacea. Now, acne rosacea is different in its causes and often comes on later in life. So we're going to look at those two different types of acne and how you can overcome them. And this is a great relief, particularly for young people who get acne vulgaris, and when you're young, you're very sensitive about the way you look, and you know, it can be quite embarrassing, and you're desperate to try just about anything to get rid of it.
Exactly. A lot of people consider acne a trivial condition because, well, it's not life-threatening and it's only the skin. But, you know, skin is important and it does affect a person's self-esteem. And, you know, long-term severe acne can cause a lot of mental health problems, anxiety, depression.
Yes.
And the acne vulgaris tends to be, well, teenage boys can often get a really bad case of it.
Yes.
When puberty comes on, because the male hormones can drive it.
Yes.
But the acne rosacea is more common in women.
Yes.
And particularly women in their late 30s.
That's right. And so looking at the acne vulgaris in adolescence, if it's very, very severe, it can cause abscesses on the face and severe scarring.
Yes, people are really afraid that they'll
have
permanent scarring.
Yeah, it's very, very, very disfiguring. So we do have a drug called Roaccutane, which is a strong retinoid, a synthetic form of vitamin A. Very, very strong. But it will cure acne after 6 months. And for people with very severe disfiguring acne, they go to a skin specialist, and they can have a prescription for Roaccutane, very, very effective, but it can't be used forever because it can cause depression and liver damage. So a lot of people come to our clinics or email us for a more holistic program, something that's a little milder or safer. And we're going to talk about hormones and what you can do to suppress acne safely, and also about diet and how that relates to your gut and liver health, and how that relates to your skin problems, your skin inflammation. Now, with acne rosacea, we see the pimples around the nose and on the cheeks and on the chin, sometimes a little bit around the mouth, but it's particularly common on the sides of the nose. And they're not great big fat cystic pimples. They're smaller and they often have like a head on them which contains some white or yellow pus. And acne rosacea really does reflect your gut health, doesn't it, Margaret?
Absolutely, yes. And sometimes it really just looks like redness on the face. Like if you're not up close to someone with acne rosacea, it really just looks like they've got some redness there on the sides of their nose. And yes, well, look, with both types of acne, gut health does determine whether you'll get the acne and how severe it can be. But particularly for the acne rosacea, there is a very strong relationship with that and the condition small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So just meaning having too much of the wrong bacteria in the wrong location in your intestines. So up higher in your small intestine where it shouldn't be, the bacteria should be lower down in your large intestine. So if you do have too much bacteria living in your small intestine, that's a problem because the bacteria can inflame your gut lining and then give you a leaky gut. And also the bacterial waste products. So every living creature needs to get rid of waste. And if you've got a lot of bacteria there in your gut, the waste products they secrete will get through into your bloodstream, travel to your liver, stress your liver, compromise its detoxification, increase the production of inflammatory chemicals, and there really is all the factors you need to create acne.
Yes, particularly acne rosacea. Rosacea means red. So as Margaret said, there mightn't be big pimples, there might be tiny little pimples, but it's often just a flushing or redness around the nose, the cheeks and the mouth, and it can be itchy and a bit scaly. And to improve gut health, you often need a bit of a detox, don't you agree?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, apart from the bacterial overgrowth, patients often just have too much of the wrong gut bugs, not enough of the good gut bugs. They may have a fungal overgrowth in their gut as well. So, you know, really with any health condition, there's never just one thing causing it. Usually we've got layers of problems and contributing factors.
Yes.
So that's why, you know, often it takes time, and it takes time to, you know, unravel what the specific cause in your circumstance is.
Yes. And so, you know, you could try doing raw juicing. I've got a book called Raw Juices Can Save Your Life. And there's some very good juice recipes in there to reduce inflammation. You can also try eating bone broth, which can heal a leaky gut.
Or drinking bone broth even.
Oh, yes. Well, there's some bone broth recipes that have vegetables in them and a bit of meat. Yeah.
Or if you leave it in the fridge, you can eat it with a spoon. It's jelly-like.
Oh,
so
yes.
I guess you were right the first time.
Yeah, bone broth is good. And the raw juices and also some supplements containing selenium and zinc, and a good liver formula such as the Livertone Plus is very good. It has the selenium in it. And you could also take some extra NAC or N-acetylcysteine to help your liver detox.
Yes, absolutely, because you need the N-acetylcysteine in order to produce glutathione, and that's your body's best antioxidant and detoxifier, and it reduces inflammation. And if you've got redness in your skin, that means you've got too much inflammation. So NAC is wonderful for reducing that.
And I've also found, Margaret, that some people with acne rosacea are gluten intolerant, and it's only after they've avoided gluten for 6 months that the acne rosacea clears up. Do you find that?
Absolutely. So really, three things: gluten, dairy products, sugar. If you want to do an experiment and get rid of just those things from your diet, the acne rosacea should be significantly better.
Yes.
But of course, you may also have long-term gut and liver problems and nutrient deficiencies, particularly of the selenium. So diet changes will give you an improvement, but they're often not enough.
Yes, that's right. And so, you know, it's very important to look at everything you can do to avoid the embarrassment of acne rosacea and really to avoid going on long-term antibiotics. I had a patient the other day, Margaret, with very severe acne vulgaris and acne rosacea. Mm. And she was a woman around 50, so this is typical of rosacea. It's mature onset. And it was quite infected, so I did give her a short course of antibiotics, because the infection was bad. But I never like putting people on long-term antibiotics, and the classic treatment of acne is to give the patient long-term tetracycline antibiotics. And all they do is suppress the bad bacteria, and they can cause liver problems. And I had a patient who had been on long-term tetracycline antibiotics and presented to me one day very distressed because the antibiotics had upset her liver and caused an autoimmune reaction, and her face had turned bright purple.
Oh,
I kid
God.
You not, psychedelic purple. And then the doctor had freaked out and said, oh, we better give you steroids to suppress that because, you know, we don't want your face to blister. So the patient was given steroids to suppress the adverse drug reaction, and then the steroids caused some heart damage and she went into atrial fibrillation. And so I said to this woman, she was about 45, let's just take you off everything and let's give you a detox. And so we just did vegetable soups and raw juices for 2 weeks, and it settled down a lot. Then I gave her a gluten and dairy-free diet, some selenium, a liver formula, some NAC, and it went away completely. And, you know, that is not uncommon for people with the rosacea. The long-term antibiotics are not that good because you will get a significant chance of liver inflammation from them and you'll get a candida overgrowth.
Absolutely. You're bound to get fungal overgrowth.
That's right. And that's not pleasant because, you know, you have a vaginal discharge and a white coated tongue and things like that.
Yes. And also just worsen the leaky gut if you have a fungal overgrowth in your gut. But the fact that antibiotics can work, you know, means that, yes, the gut does need to be addressed, and yes, there is an overgrowth of the wrong gut bugs, but there are so much safer and you know, gentler ways that are still effective of treating acne.
Yes. So we recommend you have a look at the liver cleansing diet, and raw juices can save your life. So today, Margaret Jasinska and myself, Dr. Sandra Gabeau, have talked to you about the holistic or nutritional treatment of acne vulgaris and acne rosacea, and our next podcast will be on the hormonal treatment of acne, which is really very interesting, particularly when you think that you can combine the nutritional treatment with hormonal treatment and then you get a beautiful result. Just perfect skin. How good is that?
Sounds great.
Tune into our next podcast on the hormonal treatment of acne, and thanks for listening.